Hello, everybody. Stuart and Jody here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. Good to have you listening in online. Let's commit this time of worship into God's love and God's care. Let us pray. Father, as we gather together in our homes, may your presence draw us together and unite us together, that we would know your dwelling with us in our homes and in our lives, and that you would connect us with each other and with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jody's going to come and bring the reading, which is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. Romans 12, 1 to 8.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
Thank you, Jody. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray that as we reflect upon this passage and upon our gifts, that you would speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Last week we started a new series on ministering and serving, thinking about our own roles serving within the church. Last week we considered how we are part of a priesthood of all believers, that we are all responsible for ministry and serving. This week we're thinking about our gifts, what they might be, and our responsibility to use them in God's service. Last week our reading ended with, "Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy," from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10. And this week our reading starts with, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy," Romans 12, first verse. So it ended in mercy, and it starts again with mercy. What is this mercy? This mercy is God's loving kindness towards us, God's compassion, God's forgiveness, his letting us off the hook. God has mercy upon us in order to save us, transform us, and remake us, to restore his image in us that has been tarnished. It's a bit like that program on the telly, The Repair Shop, where they bring in their old precious things that are a bit worn, and they are restored and renewed, and sometimes become even more beautiful than they were in the first place. And we come broken and tarnished, but God is like a master craftsman or craftswoman who remakes us and restores the beauty of our dignity. when it talks about God's mercy, it also talks about us offering ourselves, to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. So we're to offer our bodies, our whole selves, as a living sacrifice, and this is our true and proper worship. All that we are is offered back to God as an act of worship. Not just an hour on a Sunday, but the whole of our lives, our work, our leisure, our play, and our rest, all of this is to be offered in God's service. We do need transformation, however. In verse 2 it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will." We need a renewal, a transformation of our minds, our thinking. We have distorted views of God, of ourselves and other people. And we need to put on the mind of Christ to see ourselves, to see God and other people as he sees us. We're also to have humility and a sober judgment of our own gifts and capabilities. In verse 3 it says, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith that God has distributed to each of you." So we need sober judgment. We need to know ourselves. And how do we get to know ourselves, what we can and can't do? This includes our personality traits and abilities, and not just our practical gifts. And there are helpful things you can do, like Myers-Briggs personality indicator tests, or the Enneagram that looks at different types of personalities. All these things I have found helpful in my own life to help me to understand what type of person I am, whether introvert or extrovert, or thinking or feeling, or all these sorts of different ways of that we interpret and understand the world. We are all one body together. In verse 4 it says, "But just as each of you has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function." So we're all different, and we all have different functions within that one body. And in that one body, which is Christ, it says, "So in Christ, we though many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." So each member belongs to all the others. We belong to one another. It's like the wedding vows that we make. All that we have and all that we are is not just for our own benefit, but for the benefit of the other person. And within the body of Christ, within the community of the church, no one person is everything or can be or do everything. We are just one part of a larger whole, a bigger body, who is Christ himself. And then in verses 6 to 8, we have the different gifts. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is encouragement, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Now, this is not an exhaustive list of all the appropriate gifts. It just says, whatever your gift is, use it and do it so cheerfully. We're called to use the gifts that God has given us. It is our responsibility to put them to use. There is a phrase, use it or lose it. If we don't use our gifts, they will fossilize and cease to be of use. It's a bit like learning a foreign language. I speak quite fluent Spanish, but if I didn't take the effort to watch programs in Spanish and to practice my Spanish, then I would lose that language. And the gifts were given by God, if we don't use them or put them to use, then we can lose them too. Thinking of some practical application about knowing ourselves, how do we do that? Well, we can do personality or gift questionnaires or quizzes that help us to know what gift skills we bring and how we can fit into the wider church community. At church, we'll be giving these out to people. You're online, so you won't actually receive them, but there's a gift survey where you can have a takeaway sheet and do it at home. If you're interested in that, you, get in touch with me and I can send you that particular sheet or whatever. But in conclusion, ministering and serving, we need to know ourselves and our skills and actively bring them as a pure and holy act of worship, offering our whole selves in God's service. Do you know what your gifts, what your skills are? What type of personality do you have? So take away the quiz or search online or do similar sorts of things like Myers-Briggs personality test or the Enneagram. These things help you to understand yourself better and how you can work with others. And over the next 4 weeks, we'll be considering how we can put our skills to different uses in different spheres, both within and outside of church life. May the Lord guide us all to know ourselves more fully and to offer all that we have and all that we are in his service. Let us pray. Lord, help us to know ourselves better, to discover the gifts and the skills that you have given to us, that we may use them to serve you and other people and to extend your kingdom reign. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stuart and Emmeline Carr are going to do some intercessory prayers for us now.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the many blessings you bestow on us every day. Blessings which we know about and many more which we do not know about. We praise you and glorify you for your everlasting and unconditional love. We thank you for the gift of salvation which is freely available to all who put their trust in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that even though we are sinners, you still love us. We know that salvation is through grace alone. There is nothing we can ever do to earn salvation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us and watching over us. We thank you that our clubs are starting to open up again. Please, Lord, grant wisdom to our deacons as they consider how to safely open up. Help our deacons consider these matters prayerfully, relying on you rather than on themselves to make difficult decisions. We ask you, Lord, to bless all those suffering in any way at this time. We pray for the sick and needy and for the homeless. We pray for those grieving. We thank you for the dedication of our key workers, for their sacrifices and selflessness. We pray for the world leaders. Grant them wisdom and compassion to work together for the common good and to look beyond their own narrow political interests. We pray for collective action on climate change, that nations will come together to make the changes needed in order to protect our planet. We commit all these prayers to you with thanksgiving, to the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Stuart and Emmeline, for your prayers, and I'll just close with a blessing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and we'll meet you online next week. Go well, and God bless.